Awesome. Thank you, Shane. Hey, everybody. This is Brian Niederhaus with Smarter Networker. You are on the final week of our prospecting class, part of the prospecting closing series. And man, this has been a fun, fantastic week. You guys did an awesome job last week setting another dialing record, which is great. And a lot of you guys are just really hitting some new heights in your personal recruiting and your personal dialing, your efforts and getting more effective and efficient in what you're doing. So the results have been awesome. I'm really excited for all of you that are having some success and putting in the work, which is definitely a big part of this thing, and seeing the results from it. So I hope that you're enjoying these classes. I know you're getting the results, and I hope you're plugging in over at Smarter Network or Super Friends for support over there. I know a lot of you guys have been adding your comments and encouraging each other, and it's been really great to watch. And I love hearing some of the successes you're having as you go through that. Tonight we're going to definitely dive into some role-playing. Danny is here with us live, and it's going to be an awesome night as always. But before we dive into that, I want to go through a couple of the numbers for the class this last week. You guys set, like I said earlier, set a new record for dials with 13,274 dials this week. Congratulations. That puts your total for the class in the first 3 weeks to 38,078. I know for sure we'll hit 50,000 dials in this class, which is awesome, and who knows, maybe 52,000 dials, which is great. That'll give us a great sample size to see kind of some good ratios and everything. Conversations-wise, you talked to 1,502 people this week, which was great. That brings your total to 4,335 conversations for the last first 3 weeks. You did 491 presentations, another new record in that as well, and that brings your total presentations for the class to 1,359, and that got you on to 226 follow-up calls or closing calls with those 491 after those 491 presentations. So great job, everybody, on that. In the cold market side, once again, Patty Stewart with 1,175 dials every week, just putting up a huge number and bumping it up by a few extra every week just to show that she can. Amazing numbers, Patty. Also, Sharon Dukes put up 855 dials. Congratulations, Sharon. Great job. And Jackie O'Quinn coming up with 439 dials and doing an awesome job as always. Now, our top conversation getter was Amanda Smith with 91 conversations that she had with prospects. Bonnie Grieger put up 21 presentations this week. Great job, Bonnie. And then Patty Stewart with 17 follow-ups after the presentation this week. So excellent job, everybody, on the cold market side. On warm market side, we have Chang, putting up 285 dials into her warm market. Congratulations, it's a great number. Ashley Wilhite putting up 120 dials. She's been very consistent the last couple of weeks. Donna Valente, 110 dials into warm market. That's really awesome. You guys putting up much bigger numbers than the week before, and many, many people had around 100 or close to it this week, so that was great. Conversations, Rebecca Carner with 50 conversations in her warm market. Excellent job. Presentations, Mary Starr Carter put up 19 presentations in her warm market and also was our top sign-up getter this week. I'll have Laura share those numbers with you guys tomorrow night. And then Rebecca Carner with 13 follow-ups and closes with the people that she was talking to. So great job, everybody, on some good numbers. I know that the best thing you can possibly do to improve your results is the focusing on the dials and the effort at the beginning of the cycle, and that's going to put more people into your process, and that's obviously going to give you a better result at the end. All of you have done a great job, and your numbers are growing every single week, and that's definitely the way we want to be seeing. So tonight, Danny's going to dive in and do some role-playing with some of you. As always, please be taking notes. Please turn off all of the other distractions you might have. There's nothing more important right now than the information that's about to be shared with you. Someday we'll be looking back at these classes going, man, I remember when we had an opportunity to work directly with Danny Johnson and do some role playing and listen to others be critiqued and how that's changed my ability and my skill set and my success over the years has been huge. And so please treat this like the rare opportunity that it actually is. So please help me welcome Danny Johnson.
Brian, thanks so much. Man, those are awesome numbers. And I love the familiar names that I'm hearing. That oftentimes leadership, once they've kind of reached that six-figure income and have had all that wonderful success and recognition, they rarely are ever at the top of the recruiting list. They have a tendency of pulling back and getting lazy, and I'm blown away by how many leaders are in the game making those dials, making the sales, making things happen, and setting examples for their people. People like Jackie O'Quinn, Mary Starr, I was so incredibly blessed to see your name and to hear your name because you truly are setting an example for your people. And that's not an easy thing to do. It's really easy to get comfortable and lazy, and I love that you guys are at the top of your game. Okay, the first person that we are going to role play with tonight is Hannah Chang. Hannah, please press number one. Hannah's working warm market, and she put in 14 and a half hours of dials, 285 dials, which is awesome, absolutely awesome. Unusual for a warm market person.
It looks like Hannah has not joined yet.
There you go, Brian. next person we're going to pull up is David McKittrick. Please press number one.
Your line is now open.
Hello, David. How are you? David, did you mute your line?
His line is open, yes. Mute his line.
No, meaning did he mute his phone?
Yeah.
He muted his phone. I can't hear him.
He's probably speaking away and not knowing yep. his line is muted.
Yep. David, somehow you've muted your line. Can you say hello? All right. We're going to mute him again and try him later. The next person would be Rebecca Carner. Please press number one, Rebecca.
Doesn't look like Rebecca has joined quite yet. I swear I'm not bad at luck, Danny.
Yes, this is like, I have never had a prospecting and closing class where that this has happened. And these last two that I've done here, this has happened. It's shocking to me. Kimberly Bixby is next on my list.
I see a Kimberly Bixby, and I am unmuting her now. Go ahead, Kimberly.
Kimberly,
hi, Danny.
Hi.
Yeah, can you hear me? I'm good. How are you?
Good. Okay. Let's go ahead and start. You've got 165 dials, six conversations out of that, which is about 5%. You're working cold market. And you had four people out of six go to a presentation. Awesome job. That's amazing. Four out of six conversations. Those are really good numbers. Really, really good numbers. And three were there for the closing, which is also phenomenal. That's 75%, which is amazing. So let's see what we can do to help even raise that 66 or 67% closing, I mean, ratio of presentations, meaning people you conversated with to having a coming to the presentation. Let's see what we can do to even fine-tune that even more and make more people come to that presentation.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and be the prospect. And let's go for it.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Well, good. This is Kimberly. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
I was just curious as to what you guys had.
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
To save us both some time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out which information to direct you to. So, are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
I work in a dress shop. And I work in a health and nutrition store. I have two jobs.
Okay, how long have you worked in the dress shop?
About 3 months now.
And what are you liking about it so far?
I work with my best friend and her mom, so, you know, I like who I work with.
And what do you dislike about it?
I don't know. I some of the customers are just super snobby and rude and obnoxious. So,
okay.
And they make a mess.
Any?
They make a huge mess of the store that I then have to clean up.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. And what you said you were in nutrition as well. How long have you done that for?
Well, I work in a health and nutrition store. They sell vitamins.
And how long have you done that?
About the same amount of time. I started both jobs at the same time.
Okay, and what do you like about that one?
I make more money per hour there. That's about it.
What do you dislike about it?
I work around food, and I'm pregnant, and it's just almost unbearable. Especially
okay, and are you...
soup special. The soup special gets me bad.
Right, okay. And are you thinking of replacing your income or just supplementing it?
I think I would like to supplement it. I think I would love it that I could just do one thing full-time versus two things, you know, two part-time things, which both of my jobs are almost full-time. But, yeah, I would just like to make more money so that I'm, you know, not having
okay.
to work as many hours, I guess.
Sure. Now, are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay, and you said you was pregnant. Do you have any other children?
No, I don't. This will be my first.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, have you ever been self-employed or owned a home business before?
No.
And what level of income are you accustomed to?
I think I'm making like between $1,200 and $1,500 a month.
And what level of income are you looking to generate in the next 12 months?
I think if I could make $2,000 a month, that would be, like, I think I was rich or something.
Okay, and what would a $2,000 extra a month do for you?
I would, like, start to build up a savings. Yeah, I would have
and do
a
you
lot
have...
of savings.
Okay. And do you have some capital set aside to start your business?
I have some savings. I mean, I don't know. How much does it cost to start something?
You know, Danny, our company has quite a standard for the people we're looking for. There is a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home business successfully. So we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting a home business?
I'm pretty serious.
Tell me why.
Well, I have a baby on the way, and I'm going to be solely responsible for that child. So I need to make sure I am stable financially before
okay,
that happens.
Great. Let me go ahead and tell you about the company that I work with. We are a 19-year-old multi-million dollar company. We're in over 100 countries like Brazil, Australia, England, Canada, and the U.S. We're in a $7 trillion industry, which is growing at a rate of 23% annually, and we've been featured in a national magazine in this industry for over 8 years. This publication has over 250,000 subscribers. So, Danny, have you ever heard of ABC Corporation before?
No, I haven't.
Now, Danny, the person we're looking for has three main qualities. They're a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel like you have these qualities?
Yeah, absolutely, I do.
Great. Now, I'm going to assume you have internet access, correct?
I do.
And what is your best email?
my best email would be Danny, which is D-A-N-I, Superstarfish. 69@yahoo.com.
Okay, great. Get online now because I want to make sure that you don't have a problem bringing up the information that you need.
Okay.
Now, what do you like to do for fun?
You know, I work so much, so, you know, fun is kind of a, you know, every once in a while I'll go to the lake or something, but it's very rare.
So if you had more time, what would you list them? What are some things you would like to do?
I would probably work more to beef up my savings for when the baby comes. You know, I have a lot
of
debt. I mean, my parents aren't involved and he's not involved, so I'm totally on my own. So I just really need to take care of the situation I'm in.
That must be tough.
Yeah, it's not fun, that's for sure. But I'm excited about the baby.
So when is the due date?
In about 6 months.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see the website.
Okay, so what you're going to want to do is go, do you see where the blue box is at the bottom of the page?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it says work with us. Go ahead and click on that.
Okay.
Now make sure you have a pen and paper handy to take notes on that page. The video is a detailed business overview. It is where you're going to find the information you were looking for. It takes most people 15 to 20 minutes to review it.
Okay.
Once you've thoroughly reviewed it, you're definitely going to see how you're able to make the extra $2,000 a month so you can build up some savings and so that you can be there to support your baby when the baby's born and you will be able to have the money to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do have a few more interviews to conduct. We are pre-screening a lot of people right now. We will be making a decision really soon, so the sooner you go through the information, the better. Depending on what your response is to this information, we'll determine whether or not we'll work together and where you fit in on our team. So go ahead and review that, and I'll give you a call back here in about 20 minutes and start answering any questions you may have.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. Kimberly, you did a great job. I can see why you're having a, 60 to 70% ratio of people showing up for the call. There are a couple quick things that I think are going to make that difference of taking your numbers up and, you know, to 80 and 90% show-up ratio.
Okay.
First of all, throughout your presentation, if you will, over the phone, you had a lot of big pauses. And the big pauses kind of, you know, a pause is okay, like a half pause, but big pauses kind of make me feel like you don't know what you're doing and that you're not confident with what you're doing. And so I want you to shore up the big pauses because they make the prospect a little uncomfortable. And when there's big pauses like that, it makes them feel like they got to fill in the space. Someone has to fill in that space. The other thing is that I feel like your tone is talking over me rather than with me or even to me. But you're kind of talking over me. And it's not that you're running over me, you know, as far as, like, interrupting me or anything like that. I gave you some slow answers to test you, and you did a good job waiting for me to finish, and then I interjected again. But I feel like you're kind of robotic and monotoned. And so I'm not quite, like, feeling my friend over there. Do you know what I mean? I'm just not feeling the heart of who Kimberly Bixby is, and I'm safe to say that because I've seen you around a lot. And I know the people you've connected with in the community. I know the heart that you have for your family. I know the daughter that you're raising is phenomenal. You remember coaching her on stage for her business. Man, she blew everyone's mind. So anyway, you're an incredible woman, and you're a woman that I believe men and women need to know and should know. However, you don't believe that, and you need to believe that. And I can kind of hear some of that in your approach, being A, these big pauses where it's just kind of showing that you're not very confident. The other thing is talking over me. which means it's not connecting to me, and this robotic, very monotone approach. So it's almost like a recording.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's almost a recording. There was a few places where I really felt there's something that you shined really well, where you kind of emotionally connected with my situation, and that was really good. That was really, really, like, oh, man, that's terrible. That's where I would hear you be a human instead of when you went back to the script, it was robotic. It's like you've read it a thousand times. Yeah, see, like what you just said to me right there, when you go back and listen to the MP3, that's the girl I want reading that script. So it's when you, when you're, yeah, even that right there, you have inflections in your voice. Okay, you see what I mean? It's, you're just natural, you, right there, what you just did right there. Versus when you get back to the script, it's just, it's very, if it was on a graph, that we would see the rhythm of it. It's very emerald, actually, very monotone, very robotic, where you took your pauses. It's just, it's like systematic. Do you know what I mean? So I'm sure you've read the script at least 1,000 times. I don't want you to sound like you read the script 1,000 times.
Right.
In that I'm reading the script without thinking. No, you need to feel what you're saying. You need to sell what you're saying. You know what I mean? Those words that are in that script. It's, I don't know if I talked about this last time. We all talked together in this class. But in music, for example, especially like, okay, right now, I believe, I could be wrong, but right now we have what's that stupid show? American Idol. Hate the title. American Idol. The ones who get on that stage are not only the ones that can sing and have a good pitch and all that stuff, it's the ones who can sell the words. And they actually use that term in music. Boy, they really sold that song. I mean, that really is something that producers look for. That's something that talent scouts look for, is can they sell the words they're singing? Because come on, think about it. You know, how many times did Whitney Houston sing that stupid song, you know, from The Bodyguard? How many freaking times, right? So you would think that it would just get old to you and boring to you. You know what I mean? You got to sing that song 1,000 times. It's got to get old. It's got to get boring. But see, a real professional is going to sell those words. And it's how we sell it, how we present it, how we promote those words really connects with the person who's listening to it. And we can always tell when someone isn't selling a song. Have you ever been to karaoke?
Not really. I know what it is, but no.
Okay. That's one place where you can see where people sell it and when they don't. But you know, American Idol,
right,
especially when they're touring around the country and they're trying to, you know, fish through all the talent, and you see like, oh gosh, that's really bad. It's not only the talent of the voice, it's that they can't sell it. They just can't sell it. So I need you to kind of step away from this robotic thing, and I want you to sell those words. So I want you to hear, I mean, when you listen to the recording, you're going to hear it. But let me just kind of walk through it with you so you can kind of get a taste of it really quick, and so that, you know, others can hear what I'm talking about. But I'm just going to pick up on page 17 and just kind of go through it. You know, Kimberly, our company has quite a standard for the people we are looking for. There's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home business successfully. We are looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Kimberly, how serious are you about starting a home-based business?
Pretty serious.
Yes, dude.
Totally hear it.
Yeah. And so what you just said to me, like, oh, my gosh, I totally hear it. Like, I heard a human in there. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what we want to feel. I need to feel that you're connecting with me. So watch. I'm going to keep talking in the same way I'm talking right now. You know, Kimberly, our company has quite a standard for the people that we're looking for. There's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home-based business successfully. So we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Kimberly, how serious are you about starting a home business? Can you see the difference? Can you see the difference? Okay. So that's
a big difference.
It's huge. It's really, really huge. And, you know, that's the challenge when we've read the script so many times, is to still be the human. Because, again, the focus is always the human on the other end of the phone and connecting with them and loving them and believing in them and accepting them and really fishing to see, is this the person that I'm going to build this relationship and this business with? But we got to be the human first. We have to be the relationship first. We have to be the leader that we want to work with first.
Okay. Right. May I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay. During the pauses, part of it is I am taking notes. So how do you suggest I stop taking notes and do more listening without forgetting
notes.
Everything?
You cannot not take notes. You must take notes. So I use a lot of shorthand, not professional shorthand, but I abbreviate a lot of things. And in all reality, when you talk to a lot of people, you pretty much hear a lot of the same stuff every day, do you not?
Yes.
Yes. And so I abbreviate a lot of things to trigger my memory when I go back to read it. Because, again, how quick? I mean, how much time is it between the time on page 16 in that paragraph to the time that you actually repeat it on page 19? How much time is it? 3-4 minutes?
Yeah.
Max.
Something like that.
Max, right? And so you don't need to write out every word, but you easily could just kind of shorten, just abbreviated things that are going to help you to remember what they said.
Okay.
And by the way, you did an excellent job repeating back to me my strengths, interests, goals, and needs. You did a beautiful job at that, which is why I said I can see why you have a 65, to 70% ratio of people showing up. But these little things I'm giving you now, these are going to make a difference. They're going to make a really, really big difference. So continue to take notes. It's important to do that. But learn to abbreviate words so that you look at it and you know what you wrote. Because it's only 3-4 minutes, 5 minutes max ago that you heard that person say all those things. So it showed me you were listening really, really well. And again, here's when you won't read that script with the robotic monotone way of like I'm just kind of going through the motions here, you will also connect better and feel that person and feel what they're saying. Therefore, you're going to remember better what they're saying.
Okay.
Yeah. You will remember that.
Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. And that was a great question to ask. Really great question to ask.
Well, thank you. And I can't wait to see you at First Steps again with my daughter.
I can't wait. All right, we'll see you in 4 weeks or so. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Shane, go ahead and, was it Shane? I think it was Shane. I hope I didn't screw that up. Yes, it was Shane. Shane, go ahead and put Kimberly back in, and let me pull up. Amanda Young is next.
Amanda Young?
Actually, let's do this. Let's see if, what's his name? David, let's try his line again.
McKittrick.
Yep. David McKittrick.
All right, opening up. David is McKittrick flying. Go ahead, David.
Hello.
Yay, we got you.
Am I there?
Awesome. Yay.
All right, sorry about that earlier, Danny. My mic broke.
Oh, that sucks.
Okay.
That completely sucks. Well, I'm glad that we got you and we came back. Okay, so similar. 188 dials, you work 3.5 hours, you got a hold of 5 people. It's a little lower. 10% would have been 18, 9 would have been 5%. So it's a little lower than normal. 4 went to a presentation, 4 agreed out of 5 to go to a presentation, and 2 actually showed up. Is that how that went?
Yes.
Okay, so 2 out of 5. All right, those are not bad numbers, dude. Those are great numbers. For the amount of time and effort you're putting in especially.
Yeah, I've got to get that up.
Well, how many hours a week are you working in your full-time profession?
Well, I work 3 other businesses. Three other jobs.
3 other jobs.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm getting rid of them. I turned in my letter that I'm leaving already, so that should be done. My last day is next week, so
not for all 3 though.
No, just for one. I'm getting there.
Just for one.
Just for one. I'm getting
okay,
there.
Okay, good. Yeah, because we don't need 4 sources of income. How many hours a week is your full time profession, or is it just nothing that's full time?
It's 40.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, next question. I'm sorry to be digging.
That's okay.
Okay. So you have a 40-hour-a-week job.
Yeah.
And then you had 2 other part-time jobs plus this?
Yes.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
Oh, good. You're just staying out of trouble. I love it. Do you have kids?
No.
Oh, see, this is awesome. I love a man who works. I think this is awesome. Good job. Good job. A productive, hardworking man. As long as you're being wise with money and putting it in wise places, you're freaking doing amazing. Good job, man. You're setting a good
example.
Getting
there, too.
Good job. Good job.
Warn that.
Amen. So we can get you a wife and some kids.
There we go.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let's go ahead and see where we're at. And we're going to see your numbers increase just simply by, you know, getting rid of one of those jobs. But I'll go ahead and be the prospect, and you go ahead and be the prospector.
All right. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Great. This is Dave. I'm calling you back. You requested some information about working from home. What can I do for you?
I don't know. What can you do for me?
Let's find out. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Great. To save us both some time, I just need to ask you a few questions so we can figure out what information to direct you to. So are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What is it that you do for a living?
I work for a Larson's Appliance Center.
Okay. How long have you been there?
About 8 months.
Oh. How did you get into that?
I just answered an ad.
Okay. What do you like about it?
What do I like about it? What do I like? That's a really good question. I like the last promotion that I got.
Oh, how did you get that?
I don't know how I got that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't. I really don't know how I got that. Because it's completely different than what I was doing before.
I see. So what is it that you do exactly there?
Right now, I'm the rent-to-own manager.
Okay. And so what do you actually do in that position?
Well, I deal with the customers who come in that can't afford to buy appliances and furniture, and I rent them the appliances, you know, washer and dryer, refrigerator, things like that.
Okay.
And we have a little bit of furniture, too.
Hmm. Now, is there anything you don't like about it?
I don't like the creepy salesmen on the other side of the store. They freaking creep me out. They're gross.
Serious?
Yeah, dude. They smell like last night's whiskey or Bud Light, and they smoke constantly, and they always are looking at me, and it makes me sick to my stomach. And I'm always afraid to leave the store at the same time they do at night.
Wow. That's got to be uncomfortable.
Very.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
So, Danny, are you looking to replace your income, or are you just looking to supplement it?
I think I would like to completely replace it so I can get away from the creepers.
Okay. And are you married?
No.
Do you have any children?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Boy or girl?
Little girl.
Oh, cool. What's her name?
Christina.
How old is she?
She's 3 months old.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you're the sole provider?
It's really complicated. Really, really complicated. But the father hasn't been involved from pretty much day one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I really admire you for really stepping up and doing everything you can to provide.
Thanks.
Now, what level of income are you accustomed to, Danny?
I make about $1,200 a month.
Okay. And what would you like to generate over the next 12 months?
It would be awesome to make like $2,000 a month.
Okay. Now, do you have any money set aside to start a home business?
Do I need money to start a home business?
Well, you know, Danny, in our company, we have quite a standard for the people that we're looking for. And there's a lot of work on our part setting someone up in a home business successfully. So we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a home business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting a home business?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I would be serious.
Well, tell me why.
I really would like to get away from these creepers. That's one major reason right there. That would be great. I really am very uncomfortable leaving at night.
Okay.
I just feel uncomfortable even there during the day, honestly. It's gross.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great. Let me tell you a little about the company I work with. The company is about 3 years old and expanding all over the United States and through all the territories. And there's
mm-hmm.
hundreds of satisfied clients nationally. And because mm-hmm. of their satisfaction, they actually refer business to us on a monthly basis.
Okay.
And we're completely debt-free with the financial backing for continued growth.
Okay.
Now, have you heard of ABC Company?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay, great. Now, Danny, the person that we're looking for has three main qualities. They're a team player, self-motivated, and they are dependable. Do you feel that you have these qualities?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Do you still have that pen and paper handy?
I do.
And do you have internet access?
I do.
Okay. I just want to confirm your email address. So what's the best email to contact you at?
Danny, Oak Trees and Stars at yahoo.com.
Danny, Oak Trees and Stars at yahoo.com?
Yeah.
Is that right?
You got it. Perfect.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be sending you a link over right now to make sure that you can get the information that you requested. And do you have internet access while talking to me right now?
I do.
All right. Could you go ahead and go over to your computer now, and let's see if you get this link and don't have any problems downloading the information that I'm sending you.
I'm right here.
Oh, great. Okay, I just sent it over. Now, this website is an awesome website.
Wait, what do you mean you sent it over?
I just emailed you the link to the website.
Oh, so I need to go to my email first?
Yes, if you could.
Okay. Hold on.
It's a great website.
How long have you been with this company?
Well, Danny, were you able to download the information?
Wait, I'm still waiting for my email to load.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's my personal email. I'm at work and everything, so yeah.
Well, great.
So how long have you been with
website,
the company?
I've been with the company for a little while, but this website is absolutely amazing. The company hired a gentleman who worked with large companies such as Johnson & Johnson and DuPont, and he actually
mm-hmm.
worked on the websites and online marketing with the whole team that made the Iron Man movies.
Oh, wow.
So it's really cool, and they really spent a lot of time, a lot of effort on that. Were you able to download or open up your email and get to that
website?
Yeah,
I got my email. I'm fishing through. Man, I got a lot of emails right now.
Great. It should be right at the top, and
that's
it should be right
cool
from me.
That designer did that. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, I've clicked
absolutely
it. The
awesome
link is not working.
It's not.
No, there's something
okay
wrong.
All right, Danny, are you sure you have, you're connected to your internet? You're into your email?
Yeah, I totally am in my email. I'm totally in my email. I mean, as you saw, it's yahoo.com, so it's totally online-based, so I'm totally connected to the internet.
Okay. Well, here, how about trying to type it in directly into your browser?
Oh, that would be a great idea. What is
all
it?
All right. It's www.abccompany.com.
Okay. Perfect. Yep, I got it.
Wonderful. Okay. So what we're going to do is I'm glad you're able to download that information and everything. and you're able to see everything. Now, on this website, it has everything that you requested, and I'd like you to watch those videos, take really good notes about the on those videos, so that way you can earn that extra money, take care of your little girl, and get away from those creepy guys that you work with at the appliance store. So let me go ahead and give you my phone number. It's 727-555-5555. And again, you know, we're pre-screening a lot of people right now, and we'll be making a decision real soon. So the sooner you go on there and take a look, the better. And depending on what your response is on that information will depend on whether or not we'll be able to work together. So I'm going to give you a call back in about 15 minutes. Will that work for you?
Yeah, totally.
Great. So I'll give you a call back in about 15 minutes. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, sounds great. All right, bye.
Thanks, Danny. Bye.
All right, David. Man, you got some great things going for you. You do. You got some really, really good things going for you. And I have a couple of things that are going to change your game dramatically.
I'm ready.
Number one, you're really friendly, and that is really a good thing. You really do lead with a friends first kind of, you're very disarming on the phone. And don't lose that. Don't ever think that it's flirtatious or anything like that. It's nonsense. I didn't feel any of that from you at all. I thought you were professional yet friendly, and I thought that was really good. You have a radio voice. I'm sure someone's told you that before.
Radio voice?
Yeah, totally. You got a great voice.
Thank you.
Have a really great voice. It's a very commanding. You have a very commanding presence on the phone, and that also. That's a great asset, but it's also can be a liability if you're not careful. And that is if you get a little too salesy, and there's certain times throughout the script where you were touching the line of selling me. And that's when you take this radio voice, and if you're kind of touching the line or crossing the line of coming across as a salesperson, it's an over. It's a game over right there. It took the friendly guy to now I don't trust you.
Got it.
So you only came close to the line a few times where you were kind of trying to sell me a little bit. The biggest problem that is causing people to not as many that should be showing up, which I think your numbers were good. They really are. You talked to five. You had four agree to a presentation. Two showed up. It's not quite a 50% prospecting numbers. It's like 45%. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. But this is going to dramatically change it. I'm going to ask you a question. What are my strengths as the prospect?
Your strengths as the prospect.
Yeah. And who I just was to you, what are my strengths? You don't know because you didn't get them.
Okay.
What are my interests? You don't know.
No, I don't think I have anything.
Nope. What are my goals?
Well, other than making the 2,000 and getting away from the creepy salespeople.
Yep.
I didn't get any deeper than that.
And what were my needs?
Getting out of there. And, well, you got a promotion, but you don't know how you got it.
Right. But what did I get a promotion from? I even gave you a clue, and I said, I don't know how I got promoted because I'm doing something completely different.
Right.
So all of these signs here that you don't have the answers to these questions is a sign of a disease. I'm going to create a name for the disease right now. If I had a little bit more creative juice in me at the moment, I could come up with something, but I don't have any right now. But what I will tell you is that you are dependent more on your personality than you are about caring and listening and really interviewing the prospect. You're leading with your salesmanship. And that works for some, but it doesn't work for all. What works for most is really, really get to know who I am. You spent very little time trying to discover who I was. And I gave you some clues to see if you'd bite the hook. You didn't bite the hook because you kind of really didn't care. So you really got to work on that.
Okay.
But that would have been a perfect place. You know, I don't know how I got that promotion. I really don't. I seriously don't. That was a job that I had 27 years ago, 28 years ago. Gosh, almost 29. This summer will be 29 years ago that I had this job. And I went from a receptionist to the manager of the rent-to-own department. And so if you were to ask some questions, like if you were really interviewing me, instead of trying to sell me, you would know what my strengths, interests, goals, and needs are.
Right.
My needs were definitely to get away from the creeps. That really bothered me. But what I found to be interesting is when we came to page 19 and you're reading back to me what you're supposed to be reading back to me, you didn't even say $2,000. And it was a very specific thing. So I wondered, did he not hear me say that? But then I asked you, what are my goals? And you said to make $2,000 and get away from the creeps.
Right.
So you're more leading with your personality and selling and less of really building a relationship and knowing who I am, finding out who I am and what my strengths, interests, goals, and needs are. And those are really important things to find out, and really turning it into an interview versus you trying to sell me something. So I believe that's why some people are just not there after they looked at the website, is because they feel like they're being sold something versus
awesome.
They're having to impress you. You did a really good job that when I kind of went, you know, to Danny, how serious are you about making a home business? The reason why I had such a big pause there and I went, is because I started to feel like I was being sold. That's
okay.
Where I was like, I mean, I guess I'm serious. And you did a great job. That was a perfect pause right there. It made me uncomfortable and made me go, I mean, I guess I'm serious. I kind of felt like I gave the wrong answer right there because you were quiet. And that was good. That was really good posture right there. Okay, next. Don't email me the link. Make me write it down and then type it in. So when you say, hey, do you have access to your computer right now? Yes, I do. Okay, write down this link. I'm going to give you, let me write down this web address. Go ahead and type it in there. Why? Because now I'm distracted, right? I open up my computer, and now I'm like, okay, now what? Oh, well, it's in your inbox. Oh, now I have to open up another tab, right?
Right.
Wait for my email to load. I'm now distracted. I just got 50 new emails. Gosh, BB's having a sale. Victoria's Secret is having a sale. Come on, I was playing the 18-year-old that I was. Wow, so-and-so, you know what I mean? Wow, so-and-so tweeted. I got all these notifications going to my email. I'm completely distracted now. So you threw me on a path of distraction instead of, man, I can write this web address down, as long as it's a simple one. I mean, if it's a complicated one, then that makes sense to send, you know, somebody to the thing. But it's really important and a good thing to always keep the prospect writing something. Do you know what I mean? Keeping them engaged. And so when they have to write something down, they're engaging themselves. You're engaging them into the conversation. So do you have access to, you know, while talking to me? Yes, I do. Okay, here, let me give you the web address now. You ready? You got your pen and paper handy? It's 123-ABC-795-1. You want to read that back to me? Yes. You want them reading back to you what they have written down. Because, again, that's engagement. Do you understand? Versus you just telling me where to go and what to do. You want them to be interactive with you. The more interaction they have with you, the more ownership they have in this building of this relationship. Okay, so, hey, to make sure that I said it right, will you read the URL back to me? Yes, I will. Okay? So there's that. And it's just better. I'm not distracted with email. Because you know that today, I mean, back when I did these scripts and wrote these scripts, even then, I mean, people were nowhere near as distracted as they are today. Facebook wasn't there. Instagram
right.
wasn't there. Twitter wasn't there. Do you understand? None of that crap was there. I mean, we live in such a highly distracted society that we really have to engage our prospects to be working with us on the phone. And again, making them write something down does that. Next is, you gave me your phone number, and you said it so freaking fast that no human could ever write it down. And you only said it once, which, tell me, please, David, what do you think that's a sign of?
I don't know.
You don't care. What that's a sign of. You could care less if you're really going to help me succeed in a home-based business working with you. So I'm going to feel stupid if I say, can you give me that phone number again? The prospect's not going to ask you for that phone number again. They're going to feel stupid if they ask you for that question. They ask you for that phone number again. So you're saying, okay, my phone number is 779-555-5555. And one time. And in here, the script says what? You need to get them to repeat it back to you. Okay. I'll say it again. Here's my phone number. Okay. Again, that is blank. Can you repeat that back to me? I want to make sure that I said it right. Bam. Now, again, you've engaged me, right? Make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So I don't want you to pull back necessarily on your personality, but I really need you to engage with that prospect. I really need you to answer those questions. What is this person's strength? So it's you're doing a job interview, and the fact that you had three jobs tells me you've been on at least one. At least one time in your life you've been on a job interview, so I'm pretty confident you know how those go. And that's the gear you need to get in. Yeah, that's the gear you need to get in. Yeah. And not only that, but I'd only been at the job for 8 months. What was my job before that? You want a history.
What page was I on? I guess when I was over on...
16?
Was on 16. When I was reading back some of the notes that I wrote down, I realized I only got 8 months worth, and I'm like, oh, it's kind of too late now to go back.
Mm-hmm. Mhm.
Yeah, I did catch that one.
Yeah. Well, there's not enough job history there. And again, you're trying to rush me to that presentation so you can sell me something and make some money. Let's back up. I'm not going to buy anything from you if I don't trust you. And your personality, and depending on mine, I might trust you, but I might not. But if I feel you're really for me and not just about promoting your product and service, then you got me. I don't care what the product is, actually. I don't care if we're selling dust in a paper bag. If I feel like you care for me, if I feel like I matter, if I feel like I'm going to succeed because you're going to walk with me on this road, you got me. If I feel like I'm just going to be another lame brain purchase of something I don't even want and I wasn't looking for it, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm out. Yeah. So I think these few little twists are going to make a big difference. I want you to spend 5 minutes getting to know who I am on page 16. The rest of the script takes 5 minutes to read. But a minimum of 3 minutes in that some questions to ask are. It's a minimum of three. And mostly heavy on the first four questions. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it. I've got a lot of notes.
Cool. And just digging deeper, like digging deeper and finding out more information about who I am and what I do and what my strengths are, what my weaknesses are. Seriously, I want you to treat every phone call as like, okay, I'm going to pay this person, perhaps $50,000 a year, $4,000 a month of my own money. They better be freaking worth it. How do I know if they're going to be worth it? I have got to dig deep and make sure that I'm not going to waste my money and time at bringing on a new person, training on a new person, and making sure that they're going to produce to make a minimum of paying for themselves a $4,000 a month, and they need to make my company a profit of another $4,000 a month. So you wouldn't sell someone if you knew you had to put your money in to pay for someone else's salary. You want to make sure that that person can produce. So you ain't just going to throw it at any Joe. Do you know what I mean? And as a businesswoman who's employed people for the last 26 years, 25 years is the first time I ever hired, 25 years is the first time I ever hired somebody. Shoot, man. It's like, that person has got to produce to pay for themselves plus a profit. And mine was always at least 100%. You know what I mean? So if I'm paying them $1,500, they got to be producing $3,000. So that they pay for themselves and I get the profit on the other side. So that's how you're looking at it. It's like, would you pay me $4,000? No. You don't know enough about me, first of all.
Right.
Yep. Okay, cool. Yeah, this isn't a restaurant. This isn't McDonald's. I mean, McDonald's asks a lot of questions. And checks references. You know what I mean?
Right.
Minimum wage jobs ask a lot of questions. Generally not a hire you on the spot deal. Okay, cool. Awesome. That was really good. That was really good for anyone who's listening, by the way. So, but you do. You have a great phone voice. You have a great personality. You're really friendly. You really connect, dear me, from your side to the person. But I want you to get deeper in with who that prospect is. You have a killer foundation to nail this sucker is what I'm telling you. You really, really
get
do.
Nailed. It's getting
yeah,
nailed.
No, you're, yeah, there's no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. Okay, cool. Shane, go ahead and put David back in the class with everybody. And let me find my next because I pulled them all that I had pulled, and I pulled far more. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Is Donna Valente on the phone?
She is indeed. Donna, your line is open.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Is there too much of an echo, or is this okay?
No, it sounds great. You sound fabulous.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You sound absolutely fabulous. Okay. You worked 11 hours. You got 110 dials, 15 conversations, which is awesome. It's more than 10%. And then out of that, 5 agreed to take a look at the presentation. We got some work to do. We got some work to do.
Yeah.
You got 33%, and then actually 2 showed up. We got some simple little things to tweak on this. Good job, by the way, making those 110 dials. I'm proud of you. Really, really proud of you. It's an excellent, excellent job. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and be the prospect. You use whatever script it is that you're accustomed to.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
Okay. So, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Good. This is Donna, and I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Donna, I thought you were working warm market.
No, I'm actually working cold market.
Okay. Okay. You go, girl. Your little record here says warm market. Did you just make a switch recently or something?
Yes.
Okay.
I did.
No.
I have been working warm market, so yes. So I'm currently working cold market.
Okay. Have you just given up on warm market?
No. I thought I would try and increase my numbers by a great deal. Which is why I ended up getting the leads, and so I thought I would give this a try.
Okay.
So I've actually been working cold markets now about a total of 3 weeks, and this is the first time I've ever done it. So.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Well, let's go ahead and rock it. What were your numbers like for warm market?
My warm market numbers are pretty good. I didn't look at the percentage, but I would say I probably ended up with about one in about every probably 5 people that I talked to would end up coming to a presentation. And my closing ratio was pretty good on one market, also probably at least 1 in 10 and maybe a little greater than that.
Okay. It looks like your cold market numbers are similar. Because if you had 1 out of 5, right now you're having 1 out of 3.
Okay.
So your cold market's actually better right now.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's go ahead and do let's go ahead and do it.
Okay, so you had requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
I don't remember requesting information.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Well, I am actually working with an advertising agency, so if you don't mind, let me make sure that the information that I have is correct for you.
Okay.
So, let's see, it's Danny Johnson, and your telephone number is 210-123-456. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is.
And your email is DannyJohnson.com.
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember going to recently going to a website or going somewhere where you requested information about working from home?
I don't. No, I don't. Not at all.
Gee, I'm really sorry about that. So you are, let's see, so it shows that you are, the information that I have is all from New York, New York, and
you're stumbling all over the place and you don't know what to say.
I threw it.
So first of all, Donnie, you did a really good job in the beginning of that, though. You did a really, really good job. You've obviously had that question before because you were quite familiar with that script.
I was.
Yeah.
And most of the time, they have come back and said, well, tell me about it anyway. Actually,
yep.
A few people that have replied have said, well, tell me what you have to offer. So.
Okay, but you didn't finish the script.
No, I didn't. I was actually looking for it in my book.
Yeah. You might want to have that one tabbed. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You might want to put a little tab and put the name of that script and make sure it's handy. But go ahead and find it because that script takes care of it completely and flips it around to where they will talk to you.
Okay, I've got it. So, gee, I'm sorry. I want to make sure that the advertising firm that we're working with is not giving us false information. So... so you're Danny Johnson in New York, in the state of New York, and I have you at area code 123-456-7-8-9-10.
Yep, yep.
That's strange. It shows that you requested information about making money from home. Is that right?
I don't remember doing that at all.
Well, do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay. Well, to save us both some time, would it be okay if I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to?
That's not what that script says.
No, you're right. So the script that I'm actually looking at is in the supplemental book.
Yep.
And it's on page 74 where it says I did not request information.
Yep.
No, but I am on the wrong page.
Yep.
On page 74, but it says if the prospect says no, so. Yes, you're right. Okay.
There's the script. Go for it.
Okay. So, okay, Danny, you know what? We happen to be targeting New York specifically. We are actually interviewing for someone that's going to head up an entire organization right there in New York. And depending upon...
What city? What was the city, Donna?
In New York City.
There we go. Because New York is a state. Right?
Okay, New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Depending upon... experience and skills, we have a six-figure position available as well as a part-time position for $2,000 to $3,000 a month. Would you happen to know anybody that would be looking for a six-figure position or a part-time position for $2,000 to $3,000 a month?
Well, I would.
You are.
There you go.
Well,
there you go. Okay, so basically what's happening is that when someone says, what, you know, that I don't remember looking up information, when they say that to you, basically what you're saying is that you're just assuming they're a yes. You're not really listening to their answer.
Okay.
That's what's going on. You're going to convert many more people if you actually listen to what they're saying. And when they say no, you read that no script. Because that thing's brilliant, if I don't say so myself. I'm joking. But it is, because it makes it, oh, man, okay, well, gosh, you know what? We happen to be targeting New York City specifically, and we're actually interviewing for someone that is going to head up an entire organization right there in New York City. And depending on experience and skills, we have a six-figure position available as well as a part-time position for $2,000 to $3,000 a month. Would you happen to know anyone that would be looking for a six-figure position or a part-time position for $2,000 to $3,000 a month?
Okay.
That makes, I don't know what that provoked you to do, but I just went from uninterested to very interested.
I would too.
Yeah, exactly, right?
I would too.
It's really important to listen to what that prospect is saying.
Okay.
Really important. Now, here, let me tell you, you sound like just such a nice person on the phone, and that it really works for you. It really does. The problem is that if I'm not being heard, so like when you said, you know, oh, okay, well, do you have a pen and paper handy? Like, yes. Oh, so it was both time, and you just kind of just went on to your thing, but I never said I wanted the information. So if I'm a nice person, I might let you go all the way through that script, and I'm not listening to anything you're saying. I can't wait to hang up the phone. But because I'm a nice person, I'm not going to be rude and hang up on you. But if I'm not a nice person, I'm going to hang up right on you. Have you ever had anyone hang up on you?
I have a couple times.
Okay, cool. Then the issue is really listening to what the prospect's saying.
Okay.
And answering what they're saying. And good job being familiar with that script. But the second part of the script is the one that you really need to be familiar with. On page 75. Yeah.
I have come to the realization that I need to role play with probably my husband to memorize some of these scripts, because I'm getting all kinds of responses that I have not been prepared for, and that's making me realize I have to learn them.
Yeah, learning them is important, but don't pause from making live dials to role play with your husband. It's really best. There's no experience like live experience, none. You don't learn much when you're role playing with your husband. You really don't. And you really won't obtain even the information as well when you're doing it with your husband that you know it's your husband or you know it's a friend. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing like on-the-job training. Nothing like it. And that's how you need to approach this. If you decided to add cold market to your repertoire of an arsenal of business, which I think is awesome, to do both is important. When you've done that, it's nothing beats that experience of on the fly, being on your toes and needing to learn out of the script. And especially when, you know, there's certain responses that you're getting, and both these script books are filled with the answers. They're so simple. So that's when you tab it. You know what I mean? You put a tab in, and on your most used objections that you're getting.
Okay.
And bam. Okay.
Okay.
That's what I would start with. And again, that comes about listening to what they're saying and directing them according to what they're saying, not according to what you want them to say to you.
Okay.
Okay? So that would be my coaching for you right there, girl.
Thank you.
You are so very welcome. Okay, the next person that I would like to bring up, Shane, if you can put Donna back. Let's hold on one second. Bring up, Tammy Bell, please.
Tammy Bell, your line is now open.
Hi, Tammy. Tammy, we can hear the cup, but we can't hear your voice. She's like, Tammy? She doesn't realize her line is open.
Yeah, she doesn't. You can hear her in the background.
Yep.
Oh, looks like she...
Tammy?
Looks like she disconnected.
Yeah, she got embarrassed. Then we have Tijuana Battle.
Just one moment. Tijuana, your line is open. Tijuana Battle, your line is open.
Tijuana, are you there? So funny.
Kind of here in the background. But.
Okay. Tijuana, you have muted yourself or something. I don't know why the warm market people are afraid to talk to me. Okay. Let's move right on. Amanda Young is next.
All right, Amanda Young, your line is open.
Hello, Danny.
Hi, gorgeous. How are you?
Great. How about yourself?
Cool. And I want to see, just real quick before Amanda and I get going, is Ashley Wilhite, if she's there, she can press number one also. That's going to be my next person I'm calling on.
Ashley Wilhite, I do not see her.
That's awesome. It's hilarious.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. The spelling is kind of unusual. She is online.
Okay. Can you open her line? Ashley,
okay.
Can you say hello?
Hey, I'm online.
Okay. Ashley, don't
Hi.
Go anywhere.
Okay.
Don't mute your phone.
Okay.
Just stay. You're going to stay in the background. He's going to mute your line so we don't hear you.
Okay.
I'm going to work with Amanda, and then I'm going to quickly get over to you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, cool. Where am I? Amanda. All right, go.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All righty. And let's do it. Ring, ring.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Good. This is Amanda. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
I don't know. What can you do for me?
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Well, to save us both some time, I just need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
Are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living? I work as a cocktail waitress in a restaurant. It's kind of a waitress and a cocktail waitress.
Now, how long have you been doing that?
I have been doing, for about 2 months now, actually.
Now, what kind of restaurant?
It actually, changes throughout the day. It starts off kind of like a place to get burgers and fries and fish, you know, for lunch kind of thing. And then at dinner time, it turns into a kind of a fine dining restaurant. And then after the restaurant hours are done, it pretty well turns into a bar.
So what do you like about being a waitress, cocktail waitress?
I like the last 2 hours of the night.
Can you tell me more about that? What do you like about it?
This is when all the other hotels close and all the bars and restaurants close in the area. And so everyone comes to our bar. And so it's all servers. And servers are the best tippers by far.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they're always the best tippers.
So what do you dislike about it?
My boss and his wife, she's the bookkeeper and he's the manager, and they fight constantly. So it's just a really heavy kind of stressful environment, especially when the two of them are there.
Now, what did you do before you were a cocktail waitress?
What did I do? I actually ran my own business before I was a cocktail waitress.
Okay, what kind of business?
I was in the environmental industry.
Now, how long were you in the environmental industry?
About 2 years.
Oh, that's a long time. So what did you like about it?
I like the money that I was making. I think the money was shocking, actually.
Now, what do you dislike about it when you were in that industry?
It all turned out that there was just a crook that was really leading everybody, and I actually was embezzled about 5 months ago, and the guy was just a total fraud, and it was heartbreaking.
Sorry to hear about that, Danny.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Are you thinking of replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
I absolutely would like to supplement now, but eventually, certainly, most definitely, replace it.
Are you married? Have children?
I do have a child, and I am soon, very soon, to be divorced.
Well, sorry to hear about that, too. Have you ever been, have you ever owned a home-based business before? You said you ran a business. Was that a brick and mortar or was that a home business?
I actually had 7 offices around California. And, I had a lot of responsibility and my name was on a lot of leases.
Wow. You sound like a very successful business.
It was. It was very successful. Until?
Until that crooked person came along?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what level of income are you accustomed to?
I am roughly making around $1,500 a month.
What kind of income are you looking to generate in the next 12 months?
I think $5,000 a month would be fine for now.
Do you have some capital set aside to start your business?
I'm sure I could figure that out.
You know, Danny, our company is quite a standard for the people we're looking for, and there's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home business successfully. So we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting a home business?
I think I'm pretty serious. I mean, it really depends on what it is, honestly.
Well, tell me why that you might be serious about a home business.
My phone is trying to talk to me, and I'm not even touching it. Right now I have a $35,000 debt, and I need to get rid of it. And I obviously need to hire a lawyer to find my husband and serve him papers. So I have no idea how much that's going to cost, but I have a lot of debt to pay off, and there's no way I'm going to do that with my job.
Well, great. Let me tell you about the company I work with. We're a 7-year-old company. We're currently doing business in 5 countries. Just to name a few, we're in Canada, Asia, and Australia. We have tens of thousands of satisfied clients all over the world, and because of their satisfaction, they actually refer businesses on a monthly basis.
Wow.
We're currently debt-free, and we've been in a number of publications. Danny, have you heard of Entrepreneur Magazine and Success Magazine?
I have, actually, yeah.
Well, we were founded by Joe Smith, and the name of our company is ABC. Have you heard of us?
No, I haven't.
Now, Danny, the person we're looking for has 3 main qualities. They're a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel like you have these qualities?
Yeah, no, no question. Yes, I do.
Well, great. You saw that pen and paper handy?
I do.
Do you have internet access?
No.
Okay, I just want to confirm your email address. What's the best email to contact you at?
My email address is Danny Achievements in Marketing at gmail.com.
Okay, Danny Achievements and Marketing at gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be sending you a link to a video to make sure that you get the information.
Okay.
Do you still have that pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to give you the website. It's www.abc.com.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go there, just go in the search bar and put ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the second video. It's 28 minutes.
Okay.
Can you read that that website back to me?
Actually, can I get that one more time from you?
Yeah, go to www.abc.com.
Okay. So abc.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And go in the search bar and put ABC.
Okay.
Can you repeat that back to me?
ABC.
Okay.
In the search bar.
Okay, very good. And you're gonna on this video is where you're gonna find out how you can generate $5,000 a month and use some of your skills that you used in to run your business. You opened 7 offices, so use some of those business skills that you have developed.
Mm-hmm.
And take some really good notes because Mr. Spitz is gonna explain on how you can do that. He's helped thousands and thousands of people in our company to supplement and even replace their income. So make sure you take some really good notes.
Okay.
Let me give you my phone number.
Okay.
It's 123-456-7810. Can you read that back to me, Danny?
Yeah. Actually, can you say it one more time?
Danny, it sounds like that. How serious are you about generating an extra $5,000 a month?
Oh, very much. You just said that phone number so fast.
Oh, okay. It's 123-456-7810.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
123-456-7810. Okay.
Yep.
Now, we're pre-screening a lot of people right now, and we'll be making our decision real soon, so the sooner mm-hmm. you can go to that video, the better, and depending on what your response is to this information will determine whether or not we'll work together and where you fit on the team. The video takes about 28 minutes. I'll give you a call back, and we'll see if it's a match and what your next step might be.
Okay, cool.
Okay, talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, awesome. All right. Amanda, you've come so far. I love it. I absolutely love it. Here's a couple of things that we can change that are easy. They're super simple. First of all, I felt this a couple times through the script that you, like, you know, that you were sincere. And, you know, like when you heard about my husband or whatever, I gave you a lot of opportunities to really dig in deeper to find out more. And you just were kind of bulldozing through the script instead. So I want you, and by the way, great job asking me to read back the URL and to read back the phone number. That was awesome and brilliant. Now, one thing to add to that, it'll make a huge difference, Amanda, is to slow down when you're given it and give it twice. Because this is really a funny story. So somebody that's on my team that I've worked with for 24 years, there was a point in her career and she'd been in a brand new role. She went from sales to a management of an entire department, and really responsible for a couple million dollars a year in revenue. And, she subconsciously would trip her team. And so she didn't trust them, and it was obvious, because she'd give them a task to do, and then she'd just go do it herself. Which, like, she would say, here, come down the hall, and she'd put her foot out and trip them. And then yell at them or be upset with them because they were not doing the job the way she wanted to get it done. So it was two things that were happening. Number one, she wouldn't give them the chance to do it. And I find that a lot with prospecting, is that we don't give people an actual good chance to succeed because we're so busy bulldozing our way through that script instead of really connecting with me on the phone, the prospect on the phone. And so this one individual that I had been working with, it's like, dude, you're not even giving them the full scope and the full understanding. You're saying, go do blah, 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 and do it like this. And you're expecting them to understand what you said. You understand the job. They don't understand the job. It's like this. You know your phone number. They don't know your phone number. Does that make sense? The URL to you is simple and makes sense. The phone number is simple and makes sense. But we assume that it is the same for someone else. Have you ever read How to Win Friends and Influence People?
Have I read it? Yeah, a long time ago.
Do you remember that chapter where it was about the little four-year-old boy? And the father was, you know, reading the newspaper. And the father just constantly was like, yeah, no, you know, go do this. Why are you spilling your milk? Why are you doing this? Why aren't you doing that, right? Do you remember that story that was in there? And the father just had this revelation, and he looks upon his four-year-old boy who's asleep, and he apologizes. And he's weeping at the bedside of his four-year-old boy going, man, I expected you to be me. I expected you to be a 36-year-old man, or whatever the age was that was mentioned in the book. It's been a long time since I read that story. But we have this expectation, very similar as parents, and we all do this, where, you know, we expect our little 4-year-old in their little tiny mind, or a 14-year-old for that matter, or our 24-year-old to have the same level of understanding, skill, and ability that we do at doing something we've been doing twice as long as they've been doing it. Do you know what I mean? We have an expectation of them not making a mistake, even though we screwed that thing up our first 10 times we tried it. Do you know what I mean? So, and here's an underlying thing, Amanda, that is really important to work on, and it is defensive. Here's what I wrote down from the beginning. This is what I discerned from the very beginning when you started the script. I felt like you were reading it from a defensive place. You are waiting for me to interrogate you, or you're waiting for me to not show up. You're waiting for me to be a waste of your time. And that's the tone I heard in your voice. And then when it finally came out, is when the phone number, you gave me your phone number really fast one time, and then you asked me to repeat it to you, and I said, I'm sorry, can you give it to me again? Danny, are you really serious about building a home business or not?
Like, well, at the beginning, I almost next you because I felt like I couldn't find your strengths, and I was just like, I may need to next you. I thought, no, I'll play it out.
Wow. So, but see, you're starting the conversation with that tone of thinking you're going to next me. So, look, what are some other questions that you could have found out what my strengths were?
I could have dug more into your cocktail waitress. You know, you said the last 2 hours were the best because, you know, the servers came in. You know, tell me more about that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
I guess when you ran the business and opened at least seven different offices, I could have asked more questions in that area.
And I just gave you a really evasive answer on the first one. I was in the environmental business. Okay, well, what were the duties that your business required from you? What was your favorite part of that business? Tell me more about that. There was a lot of questions because, again, what you're trying to get, Amanda, okay, listen, I know you were a nurse for a really long time. Are you still a nurse?
No.
Okay. So if you were hiring me to be a nurse and you found out I had nursing experience, how many different kinds of nurses are there?
All kinds.
Right? So what kind of questions would you ask me? Oh,
what
I was
a
nurse.
For you?
Okay. What kind of a nurse was I? I was an RN.
Well, what kind of RN? And what kind of department?
I worked in OR.
How long were you in the OR?
3 years.
So what were you, I guess I would say, what were your duties in the OR?
Do you see what I'm saying? Look at all
yeah.
these questions that you naturally ask. Because you know that profession. How much more should you be asking those exact same questions when you don't know the profession? know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Interview me. Make sure that I'm a good candidate, or make sure that I'm not a good candidate. Don't assume that I'm not, because that's the tone I heard from the beginning. Here's what I felt. You're just going to waste my time. I already know how this thing's going to go down. I'm going to get through this whole freaking script of you, and you're not going to show up to the presentation. That's what I know. And that's what I can hear in your voice. So it's probably not the best approach. You're supposed to fly me, please, just going to waste my freaking time. Let me read it to you in the same kind of light, and then I want to read it a different way, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Because even when you were asking me the questions as a nurse, it was still coming from that same way, like, you know, shit, prove me, baby. Who are you? You gotta live like New York on me. My Indiana girl who's living in Florida. Okay, you ready? Let's go ahead and start from the top. So, ring, ring.
Hi. Oh, hello?
Hi, Amanda. How's it going?
Good.
Good. This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I was looking at a few companies to see what they had to offer.
All right. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. To save us both time, I just need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
Okay? Let's stop right there. Okay? That's example A. Ready for example B?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, Amanda. How's it going?
Great.
This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Nothing really. Do I really sound that way?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, nothing. I'll pass.
In fact, I know how you really wanted to end that sentence. Nothing, you frickin' blah, 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 blankety blank. Like, right away, I felt like you did not like me. You weren't reading that script. See the difference?
Yeah, I see a big difference.
Okay, good. So, yeah, there's a mindset shift that needs to happen. You know, after they screw you over, then you can go ahead and play with I don't like you anymore and then get over it, forgive, and move on. But you can't decide that you don't like me before you even get to know me. Give me a chance, Amanda, please. And I might end up being a good prospect.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's let the defense rest, and let's give people a chance. And I know what you're trying to do is not sell them, but what's happened is you swung too far the other way. So we're going to swing back somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Okay, all right, girl. I'm proud of you. I really am. Great job on your dials. Man, 393, I think, is what it said. That's really, really beautiful. So you did a great job there. Let's go ahead and just make these simple little adjustments, and let's go for it. Just when you pick up the phone, this is going to be my new friend. I'm going to love them. I'm going to love them. I can't wait. We're going to have a barbecue together. Something. You're going to have to imagine something fun or something good that could possibly happen with the person. All right, cool. All right, Shane, go ahead and put Amanda back
in
the call. Thank you so much, Amanda. It was good to hear your voice, and now we're going to go ahead and pick up Ashley Wheelwright, and
you're on, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so nervous.
You're nervous. It sounds like the other six or so warm market people that I pulled up to role play with were also nervous.
Yeah, I did both warm market and cold, so I didn't know which one you wanted me to do.
We're going to work warm market because that's what everyone was requesting. A bunch of people were requesting that we put a warm market focus, and I entered this call with picking a bunch of warm market people, and none of them were there.
Huh.
So you're my last hope, girlfriend. You're it.
Okay.
It's funny how people say they want something, but when it comes to push comes to shove, then they don't. All right. So let's see where we go. So I'm your warm market person.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay. Hey, Danny, it's Ashley.
Hey, how's it going?
Really good. How are you?
Sorry, I'm slipping down some water right now. I'm doing as good as I can be doing.
Okay. That sounds kind of... Sorry. I got to start over. Is that okay?
What would you naturally say, Ashley?
I would have said, you don't sound like you're doing very well. Because you're my friend. But,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing as good as I could be.
Okay. I was wondering if you'd be willing to help me out with something. All right.
Okay. Don't you want to know why I'm only doing as good as I could be doing?
Yes, I do. I do.
Can you all be concerned as a friend what's going on?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Where is my friend, Ashley?
All right. So, Danny, what's up? For real. Tell me what's going on.
Gosh, I still feel like you don't care about me. I feel like you are just trying to get through this phone call as quickly as you possibly can so you can tell me something. What the flip?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That is something I've run into with cold market, too. I feel the pressure to, like, get through the phone call.
And therefore make the prospect feel like they're just another number and you don't care?
Yeah. With cold market...
What if my dog just died?
Well, with warm market, I actually did take a longer time, but I'm paranoid with you that you're going to tell me I'm talking too much to them. So I'm trying to do the opposite of what I was really doing.
Well, hold on. You talking too much is a problem. Them talking too much is not a problem.
Okay.
I'm going to give you another shot. Actually, let me just reverse it. Let's pretend that you just had surgery 10 days ago, and I don't know it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And your head is foggy, you're getting sharp, shooting, sword-like pains, you're allergic to every pain medication that there is, your belly is swollen, you have bruises all over your stomach, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's pretend that's where you're at right now and I'm calling you.
Okay.
Ring.
Hello?
Ash, how's it going?
I'm all right.
Oh, well, boy, that sounds too bad. Hey, I was just giving you a call because I wanted to know if you'd be willing to try something out for me.
To be honest, I just can't even think right now.
Wow, amazing. that would be your response right there. Okay, let's stop here. Right? That should be your response. How did you feel?
How did I feel?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I couldn't even think. I'm in so much pain right now.
Uh-huh.
And you're not even listening to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ashley, where's your love? Where's your friendship? Where's your heart?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go back. I'm going to try it again. Ring.
Hello?
Ash, how's it going?
Okay.
What's up?
Oh, I just had surgery like 10 days ago,
what?
And I'm in so much pain.
Wait, you just had surgery?
Yeah.
For what?
I have ulcerative colitis. And so they had to remove part of my digestive tract.
No. Are you freaking serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 10 days ago you underwent this surgery?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Would you rather not talk to me right now, or is this not a good time?
Yeah, it's probably not a good time.
Girl, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for bothering you tonight. Are you sleeping okay?
Off and on.
I double up on the pain medication, so that helps.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So where's your, like, pain level?
It's like an 8 or 9.
Oh, my gosh, Ashley, I'm so sorry. Do you have help at home?
Somewhat.
Do you have people, like, dropping off meals?
Yeah, but I kind of, like, don't really want to be around anybody when I get sick, so.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Is there anything I can do? Anything at all?
No, I don't think so, but thanks for asking.
Okay. Is it okay if I call you tomorrow and check on you?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, awesome. Man, I'm so sorry, and I feel really bad that I didn't even know that you went through this 10 days ago.
Yeah, well, I don't know how you would know, but, yeah.
Well, you booger, why don't you tell anybody anything? Seriously, you're just, like, you know, running up, going through all by yourself?
Yeah.
Girl. All right, well, I'm going to call you tomorrow and hopefully catch you when you're not in so much pain and see if there's anything I can do to help.
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless you. I'm going to pray
okay.
for you to get a good sleep
thank
tonight.
You.
All right, bye.
Bye.
By the way, were you acting or was this true?
What?
Do you have that disease?
Do I have what?
Do you have what you said you had?
No, it's funny. My mom has it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, my mom.
That's horrible. That's horrible. Okay, let's start again.
Okay.
This time you can do it with me.
Okay. Okay, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Danny, it's Ashley.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing as good as I can be.
Yeah, why not?
Well, I mean, I'm doing okay, considering everything that's going on.
What's going on?
I had surgery 10 days ago.
Ugh. What kind of surgery did you have?
I had a bunch of fibroid tumors that were growing really, really fast. And after doing my whole naturopathic essential oil, vitamin and food and castor oil packs and cleanses and liver cleanses and colon cleanses, nothing worked. In fact, they grew 50% more in 2 months. So they took my uterus out. They took one of my ovaries and both fallopian tubes. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Is it all gone?
The tumors are gone. I have tons of bruising and 4 incisions and a bunch of swelling, stuff like that. But yeah, but I mean, honestly, I'm allergic to all pain medications, so I don't have that option.
Wow.
But honestly, considering all that, I'm doing really good. I really am doing good. It's just slower. It's much slower recovery than what I expected.
Oh my gosh, I cannot even imagine doing that without pain medication.
Yeah. Right?
Wow. Do you have help? Do you have people, do you have your family around? Is your husband around?
Yes. Yes, he's been a dream. And my daughter flew from Oregon. And then I have my daughter here who lives 3 minutes away. So, yeah.
Yeah.
They've been awesome.
Good.
Yeah. They've been really awesome. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. Is there anything that I can do for you?
No. No, we totally have it all covered. We have everything covered.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Did you? I'm so sorry I did not even know that.
Yeah. It's all right. It's not like, we made an announcement or something. We're doing this. So
yeah.
I know what was going on. So, yeah.
Wow.
Fine.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to keep praying for your full recovery. And I know that you have really strong faith. And so I commend you for just having wisdom and going through with the surgery.
Yeah.
And it's probably not what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
But God is so faithful. I'm really glad that your family's around. And if there is anything that I can do for you, please call me, text me, and let me know.
You're so sweet. Thanks for asking, and I will. But we got things covered. I appreciate it tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So there is a couple things that I was wanting to talk to you about, but it doesn't seem like now's a good time. Is that okay if I call you next week?
Yeah, totally. I'm hoping to do so much better next week. I'm hoping to feel like a human being again.
Okay. All right. And is that okay if I call you tomorrow just to check on you?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, thanks, Jane. Bye.
Okay, you actually did 1,000% better with that. 1,000% better. You really did.
Yeah.
Everything I told you is true. And
I know, I heard that.
Yeah.
It actually shifted me when it shifted me, because when you started saying that, I knew it was true, so I cared more because I knew it was true. Anyway.
Yep. So here's what I would say. The only one thing I would do different is I would never bring up that you had some things to talk to me about.
Okay,
so what would you think strategically would be the right thing to do? Don't say that, but what could you say? What you said, I'm going to call you tomorrow and see how you're doing. You don't even have to necessarily tell me that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though I did that with you, you were being the, you know, I'm Wonder Woman, I got this thing. I don't need help from anybody. You know, that's a different approach. I wasn't being that person. But my point is that what strategically could you do? You just found out a friend had surgery. I don't even care if it was a coworker. What should you do? Could you do? That would be wise and strategic.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes if I feel led to, I ask if they want prayer. But as far as the business and trying to segue into that, I have no idea.
No, now's not the time to segue into the business. That's the reality. That's the freaking reality.
Yeah.
Now's not the time. But how do you now put yourself, because here you didn't even know that happened to me. I'm your friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now what you did is you put your face in front of me. That's one exposure. That's one exposure. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you texted me the next day. Let's say you sent me a get well card. Oh, you're so sweet of her, right? Now you put yourself in front of me again. Now you follow up a few days later. How you feeling? Is everything okay? Right? And I would. Can I pray for you? And I would just pray for the person right then and there. I just had this exact same conversation with my aunt who is going through her own little thing, and that's exactly how the conversation went. Let me pray for you. So it would be a follow-up process. And that, okay, my full recovery isn't in a total of 6 weeks. I hope I have a brain back then. You know, so I would just keep in touch and keep, because I'm going to fall more in love with you and respect you more as a friend because you cared.
Yeah.
And so when that opportunity comes and I'm in full recovery, I'm your customer. Easy. But again, it's carrying that relationship all the way through. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And if you care about people, You're willing to be strategic with when you present that business. And so this is an obvious, okay? This is obvious. I'm fighting pain every day. This is obvious. If I'm not, and I'm just busy and I'm a crazy mom, right?
Yeah.
Homeschooling and all that kind of stuff, now's a good time. You know, it's a good time, and you go ahead and make that pitch. But don't ever supersede that friendship with the aggression of, I got to show this to you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you want to show heart and care and concern for your friends and your family members, and it's a very simple segue into that. And you don't even have to, like, create a platform for it. It's natural. It's just natural. In fact, let me go ahead and, hold on, I'm looking at my watch. We have, like, 10 minutes left. Let's do another scenario.
Okay.
And let's, yeah, let's just do another scenario, and let me see how you flow with it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so ring, ring, hello?
Hey, Danny, it's Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, doing really good. Things are awesome.
Good, what's awesome about your life?
That's a funny question. Hans is doing amazing. We are more in love today than we've been in 25 years. Yeah, I've got my grandkids close to me right now. I've got all 7 of them close to me because my daughter Erica's visiting with her 1.3 babies. and yeah, no, this is like the best years of my life, actually. Even though everything's busy and crazy, it truly is the best years of my life.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, no, it's been awesome.
That's really good. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I was wondering if you'd be willing to help me out with something.
Okay.
Okay, so I am working super hard to get out of debt and to pay for mission trips for myself.
Wow. going?
Well, I just got off the mission field, but my heart is to pay for other people to go on mission fields, mission trips. And,
wow.
Yeah. But I'm working super hard to get out of debt and pay for these mission trips. And I found a business last year that I started working, but because I was traveling so much, I just didn't stick with it. But in that time, I saw tons of testimonies of the products really helping people, but I don't have my own testimony. So I was wondering if you'd be willing to try a product out and then give me an honest evaluation if, you know, if it helped you, if it didn't help you, just whatever, you know, just give me an honest evaluation about it. And that could help me to build some testimonies so that when I share the business and the products, people can see that it actually works.
All right, let's time out right here.
Okay.
Okay. What script is that?
Yeah, so this is the other thing I did. This is, I just got the script book 3 weeks ago, and so I've used like four or five, and I'll combine them, and then...
No, because you will not find anywhere in any of these script books where it says, I found a business a year ago, and I started working it, and because I was too busy, I didn't really do it well, and I stayed in touch and saw a lot of testimonies of other people, but I don't have my own testimony. You just gave me so much information that makes me doubt everything you're talking about. None of that information matters.
Yeah.
What matters? So you had me with, hey, I'm wondering if you could help me out. You had me right there. Yeah. Totally. Mm. What can I do for you?
Mm.
I've been looking for a way to pay off some debt and go on some mission trips. Oh, yeah, that's awesome. And I believe I found one. But before I launch any advertising campaigns and get myself in too deep, I was wondering if I can get some practice with you.
Hmm.
All I need is an honest assessment, and I really want you to be honest. So can we get together? I'm going to bring you some information. You take a look at it, and I need you to be honest with me. I don't want to make any big mistakes.
Yeah.
So does Thursday at 7 work for you? Or Friday at 1. What's best for you? Can you hear that I'm a friend still?
Yeah.
I didn't turn into a pitch monster?
Yeah.
And so your presentation here, Gorgeous, was defensive from the beginning. You don't need to defend it, and you don't need to defend the business, and you don't need to say that you've been in it for a year and that what you haven't done with it. Because everything from the beginning was totally honorable. Could you help me out? So sincere, so genuine. How could I say no to that? I can't say no to that.
Mm.
Next, you know, I've been looking for a way to pay off my debt and to go on some mission trips, which was the first thing you said. Really? Yeah. Like, wow, where? Where do you want, where is this mission trip you want to go on? Well, actually, I just came back from the mission field, and I want to send other people on as well. So I've been looking for a way to do that. I believe I found one, but I need your help. Before I get myself in too deep, before I launch any advertising campaigns, I just need to get some practice, and I just know that I can trust you to give me your honest assessment.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of doing a local test market right now. Is there any way we can get together? I can get you the info, and I just need you to be really squared with me. What would you say to that, Ashley?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's the script book. And mind you, that was from memory because I didn't turn to the script.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there's some things that were off. The bottom line is the gist is there, but you need to read that script.
Yeah, I read through them. It's like I would totally refuse to read the script books last year, and then I became
How
willing.
How did that work for you?
Not very well. Not very well.
Mm-hmm. So, Ashley, let me ask you a question. How much debt do you need to pay off?
$34,000.
Okay. Is that everything? Mortgage, cars, student loans, credit cards?
It's just college loans.
And then you'll be completely debt-free? You have no mortgage or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right. Awesome. That's not very much. It's so simple. You'll totally knock that out in a year if you get serious. And what mission trip did you just come back from?
I was in Israel for a while.
Oh, girl, I know who you are. That's awesome. And you want to send people there. How many people are you planning to send there?
I'd like to just keep sending people there for the rest of my life. And then,
okay. So how many are you going to send in 2016?
Yeah,
you don't know.
I don't have no idea.
Really? And nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. Who are you going to send? I know the answer. It's IDK. I don't know. You don't know who you want to send. You don't know when you want to send them. Which means you're not committed to that vision. And $34,000, you know that's pretty easy to pay off. That's like pretty easy. Okay, Ashley. It's time to get specific. Without a specific goal, there's no specific plan of action, which is why you're not committed to the scripts. Does that make sense? Because where there is no commitment, there's no ownership in any of it. And where there's no ownership, there's no success. There's no crossing the finish line. Know what I'm saying? How long ago did you hear about those scripts?
I heard about them last year, and I started, but I was totally overwhelmed, and I have
That's
never...
That's a good excuse. It's a really good excuse.
Yeah. It felt manipulative.
That's really funny. How often do you use "I'm overwhelmed" as your reason to not perform?
I probably say that frequently, or not as frequent, but yeah, I say that from time to time.
It's an excuse. It's an excuse not to follow directions, an excuse to find a reason not to use it. I feel like I'm manipulating someone. There is no manipulation at all inside of these scripts.
Yeah, I found that out now.
But there are manipulators that read those scripts.
Yeah.
And there's manipulators that don't read the script. And to be quite honest with you, I definitely was feeling manipulated in our first go-around. I'm being ignored. I've been cut open. I'm bleeding inside. And my friend Ashley doesn't care. What's that, Ashley?
Yeah.
You want to pitch me a business without knowing where I'm at? What's that, Ashley? That's not through scripts. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, girl, you're a woman of the Most High, are you not?
Yeah.
Right? Step into it.
Thank you.
This is a fact. People who are spiritual have a really hard time crossing over to business. They judge business as manipulation and greed. But business is not manipulation greed. There are manipulative, greedy people in business. No freaking question about that. The business itself is not. It's an inanimate object, just like the temple in Israel, what's left of it, is an inanimate object. It's how we feel about the Wailing Wall that gets results for us and our spiritual experience. Right? Because look what's happening on the other side of the wall. There are people playing soccer right there on Mount Moriah. They don't see Mount Moriah as being something special. But there's some people in black coats and a black hat on the other side that spend hours there praying, crying, weeping, because they think it's a special place. And it is a special place. The whole place is special. But it's on what we think about it, how we view it, how we see it. So you have a judgment against business and against scripts. You really do. And that's coming across. And you're a very spiritual woman, and you don't leave the spiritual woman out when you're building your business. Take her with you, please, because that's called integrity. And if you don't take her with you, now you become a manipulator. Be who you are and be true to who you are. That doesn't mean you don't follow a script. You can follow a script still being the caring, tender, spirit-filled woman that you are. And learning to discern and being led by the Spirit through your spirit on when the right time is to present that business to that warm market person who just had surgery.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I understand it's like a cross, you know, not a cross like Jesus on the cross, but it's like a great divide. It's like crossing the Jordan, you know, of like, oh, how do I become that business person? No, Ashley, it's time to deal with any judgments you have had against any business people. Because this is what has caused you to reproach business altogether, and you don't want to be seen like any of them.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Make the list tonight. You and your God deal with it.
Hmm.
It's time to forgive, to release all the judgment, all the pain, all the manipulation, all the things that people have done to manipulate and screw you over, take you for a ride, right?
Hmm.
Make you feel like you're nothing but a number.
Hmm.
We've all had that, every one of us, which is why we're always afraid to call our warm market because we don't want to sound like them. Well, you're not going to be them because you're not them.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Time to take care of business.
Yeah.
This is a bigger issue than just reading a script.
Mm-hmm.
You've been screwed over in business yet?
Have I what?
Have you been screwed over in business?
No, but I don't know. When I came to know the Lord, I hated America because of all the immorality and just everything.
Yeah.
And so I went through like years of forgetting America just for
just
being like pulling a wool over everybody's eyes. And so I wanted nothing to do with the world at all. And so like moving into business, even though I worked in business for a while, but this business is very different. It's been very hard for me to be in it, but not of it. And to, like, it has been a really hard transition. But I know that God's taking me there. I want to keep purity in my heart. And I know that I have manipulated and been defensive. And it's like working that stuff out, really. It was already there.
Yep.
It was already there.
Yeah.
And so this business is actually helping refine my character. But it's just super hard because I don't want to be like the world. And I don't want my eyes to be set on money.
Okay, so listen to me carefully. I love everything you said. And by the way, I had the same issue and the same struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So let me create the bridge for you.
Okay.
Quit focusing on what you don't want and who you don't want to be and start leading with who you want to be and what you want to do. It's a huge difference.
Wow.
It's massive. Ashley, it's massive. You see, you sell what you're focused on. Non-verbally, you sell what you're focused on. Verbally, you'll sell what you're focused on. And you're so focused on not being of the world, but you're being the world.
Yeah.
So you focus on who you want to be and what you want to do.
Mm.
And go do it already. Make sense?
Yeah.
We're always selling something. Always. And for years I struggled with the same thing. I don't want to be seen as. Well, then don't. And what do you want to be seen as? I want to be seen as this. I want to do this. Then go do it.
Hmm.
So you're going to, I want you to make a list tonight of who, the kind of leader you want to be.
Okay.
So when you say, I don't want to be of the world, I want to be in the world, but not of the world. Okay. What does in the world look like?
Yeah.
What does it sound like, talk like, walk like?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
Okay.
So go be it.
Hmm. All right.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Lev. I appreciate your humility. I appreciate you being willing to hear what I had to say. It helped a lot of people. It helped a lot of people. It really did.
Good. Thank you so much.
All right, sweetie.
Okay.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, Shane, go ahead and put her back in, and it's time for us to end tonight's training. I want to actually share something with you. It was a conversation I had with our office. And I want to talk to you just this last few minutes about focus because it just came up with Ashley. It came up with Amanda also, and it's a really huge, huge topic, and it's a huge strategy. Recently, And we all do it, but when we do it, we got to stop doing it. And I want to come up with a way that's going to relate with you best. What are you selling? Okay, so look at the prime example with Ashley. With leading the conversation with, I found a business about a year ago, but I was busy traveling, so I really didn't do much with it. And now it's a year later, and I've heard all these testimonials, and I want to create my own story. Okay, do you hear what she was selling? She was selling herself, and she was selling not a good story. But what she should have been selling was, I've been looking for a way to pay off debt and put some people out in the mission field. I want to help fund other people. In fact, I have a goal of three, sending three people on a mission trip this year, and I believe I found that way. So now she's selling something that is good. But mind you, it's the same product, it's the same business opportunity. It's the exact same product, exact same business opportunity. So in the way of her mouth changed the product. Even though it's the same product, you know, her nutritional line is the same, but it's all in how we position it with our mouths and what we focus on. And so right away when she starts to pitch about she found something a year ago, already now I'm going to ask questions as to what is it, why didn't you do anything with it, what are the stories, right? She was saying things that made me want to ask her questions. And they were not going to be necessarily positive questions because she started off on the negative side of the business. You see, it's not the business's fault that she didn't do anything with the business for the last year. It's her fault that she didn't do anything with the business for the last year. The business is what you got to focus on marketing, right? So, and especially when it comes to presenting a product or a service, we have to sell the benefits and the testimonials that back the benefits, not all the other crap that goes along with it. So, like, for example, I'll just give you a prime example. Our business, okay, right now, we sell lives being changed. Okay, our product changes people's lives. We sell paying off debt. We sell a renewed, refreshed, passionate marriage. We sell having kids that are honorable and respectful. We sell less stress in the house. We sell managing your time, working less, making more. We sell strategies to help people make more money with their current business and their current job. That's what we sell. Okay, but what we don't sell is hotel rooms and chairs in a ballroom. We don't sell that. And what I've seen happen various different times, very different scenarios, is that when, for example, we're about to sell out, people stop selling the benefits of a first step to success, which is freaking unbelievable. Okay, they stop selling the benefits of pay off all your debt in the next 5 to 7 years, get an increase in your pay in your current job or business, take your slumped sales and explode them, all while restarting and refreshing your marriage and making it passionate again and reducing the stress in your house and working less but increasing and making more money, okay? Having more fun in your life. That's what we sell. We, and first steps to success is the product, the 3-day live event is the product that is going to help them get these benefits. When somebody begins to now not sell those, but they now say, okay, we're almost sold out, you don't want to be in the overflow room, so you got to get your ticket now because we're about to sell out and you're going to be paying, you know, you're going to be in the overflow room. And, you know, the overflow room, the ticket is the same price, but you're going to be in the overflow room, so this is how much it is to get in the overflow room. Well, we're no longer selling the product. Now we're selling for the hotel a chair inside of the ballroom. We as a company do not sell chairs in a ballroom. That's not our product. That's not our service. And so what I've guided my team, like, hello, that's not what we sell. You don't work for the Hyatt Hotel. You don't work for the Marriott Hotel. You don't work for the freaking chair company that sells the chairs. We don't sell chairs and we don't sell a room. We sell people a chance to change their freaking life. We sell people a strategy for paying off all of their debt, and we are not on trial. We have a track record of doing this, tens of thousands of testimonials of people who have already debt-free and have a hot, sexy marriage and have kids who are obedient and passionate and loving and are living a life of purpose instead of being kids that are just greedy and stingy and entitled. How much longer do you want to live this life where you're in that dead-end job going nowhere? How much longer do you want to suffer through your business not growing? So here is your ticket to first steps to success. Because regardless if someone is in the main ballroom or not, there are thousands of seminars all over the world done, okay? Hundreds of them done weekly, where the main speaker is not even in the room, where it's nothing but a video. The fact is, it's a video being shown. The main speaker isn't even there. And when the person paid $1,500 for the ticket, they didn't know that the speaker wasn't going to be there. But what are they really buying? Are they buying being able to sit in a room with a speaker? Or are they buying the content? They're buying the content. They're buying the experience. It doesn't matter if the speaker is in the room or not. Okay? That doesn't mean anything. Why? Because those companies, some of the companies are making $100 million a year, that the speaker doesn't even show up. It's a recording from an event they did 5 years ago. Now, isn't that crazy? So again, but when someone has the wrong focus and they lose sight of what they're actually selling, they begin to change the product with their mouth because their focus has changed. So Ashley is the perfect example, and so is Amanda, because what Amanda was selling was defense. Amanda was actually selling the prospect, you're probably not going to show up. You're probably not going to do anything. You're probably going to flake. That's what she was selling. 93% of all communication is nonverbal. So whatever your focus is what the results are that you're going to get. When your focus is not selling the benefits and the testimonials of that product, then you begin to use your words to present the product to where you're not even presenting the product anymore. But you've created a whole nother product that does not even exist and that you do not get paid on. I know like three of you just got your head blown up going, yes, it makes sense. So in the case, let's go back to the first example. If we're selling seats, we're not selling benefits. If we're selling a hotel room, we're not selling the benefits. If we are selling, you know, hey, you know, all we have left is the overflow room, we have sold an overflow ballroom instead of selling benefits and testimonials. The bottom line is it doesn't matter which room somebody is in. The content changes people's lives. Not only that, but look at it. The only people that are going to see Danny Johnson live, like, it, you know, like physically with their eyeballs, is the first five rows of the entire room, and that's the only first five rows of the center of the room. After that, you ain't going to see squat. You're going to be watching me on a screen for the rest of the time. So is it the seat that changes life? Is it the ballroom that changes life? No. It's the content that changes people's lives. And we have to sell the benefits. What problem does our product solve? What product does our product solve that the client has? What benefit does our product give them? And what are the stories to prove that the benefits are there? Okay, so I hope you're understanding what I'm saying, all right? So I see this all the time. I see it with people who've been around for a long time, that all of a sudden, in fact, I have to tell you this as I wrap this up for the third time. I was hired by a company as a consultant to go in to see why their sales have been stunted for years. They sent me into their top producer city to sit in as a prospect in one of their meetings, and hopefully no one recognized me. Well, the meeting had like 20 people in it. Not a single new person. I was the only new person in the room seeing the presentation for the first time. And I saw the old distributor get up, right, the six-figure income earner. She did the entire presentation, and you could hear the anger in her voice. She was not selling the benefits or a story. She was simply saying through her presentation, even though she was saying her script, you bunch of lazy suckers, why don't you have any guests here? That's all I could hear the whole time. She never said the words, but that's what I could hear. I could hear the anger, the frustration in her. So sure enough, there wasn't a single guest. I was the only one that was in the room, and there was a couple of guests because she went to go close somebody else's guest, and they were not her own guests. And the person that she was helping close, it was a distributor who'd been around for 5 years. The distributor had been in the business for 5 years. They had two guests, and here the top producer's trying to close those people instead of the one who's been around for 5 years trying to close them. It was a mess. It was an absolute mess. But that's my point. That distributor, okay, that top person making $100,000 a year, she no longer was selling the opportunity. She was selling frustration. She was focused on the frustration. She was focused on what wasn't going right. She was focused on not the guests. She was focused on the distributors that were there and not focusing on presenting the opportunity to the two new people who had never seen it before. And that's what we do. We begin to shift our mouth to speak to the wrong crowd, to the wrong people. And we begin to change our message so that our message no longer is getting results. So when I look at the numbers in these reports that I got of all of you today, okay, some of your focus is in the wrong place. And literally, you're in charge of your focus. Literally, you are in charge of your focus. So what are you selling? What are you selling? I'm going to answer it. It's what you're focused on is what you're selling. Are you focused on the product? Well, then there you have it. All you're going to get is a few customers. But if you're focused on selling people, changing their life, in order to change someone's life, you have to know where you're starting from, which is like the whole point of the conversation with me and Ashley, right? I'm doing as good as I can be. Okay, great. This is the starting place. Let me dig a little deeper on where those starting places, even with David, okay? Where is the person starting from? What life changes do they need? You got to ask questions, and you got to clear to find out what that is. And then you pound with stories. Stories, benefits, stories, benefits, stories, benefits. And you put the focus on the benefits and the stories. If you're not telling stories every day, all day, you ain't in business. You ain't in business. You're selling something else. You're selling something else. Bottom line. Okay. Anyway, I hope that was clear enough to make sense to you. Tomorrow night, we're going to talk to you guys again. I appreciate your time tonight, and I hope and pray that tonight was beneficial to you and that you continue with those numbers. Tomorrow night, we're going to wrap up both classes at the same time and finish up with the closing. All right? We're going to open up the lines and say good night and God bless.
Good night, Danny.
Thank you.
Good night.
God bless you.
Thanks, Danny. Have a good night.
Good night, Danny. Thank you.
Bye, Danny.